We had a launch party on a Friday evening, invited all local businesses, all small independent businesses around us, and some of our regular customers in the shop. Had a really nice evening. Business is picking up a little bit, but it's difficult because we opened on the Friday of the big bank holiday weekend, lots of people away, and then half term. So it's really a case of putting the word out there now that we're open. It took around 6 months to establish the shop, so I guess it'll probably take us about the same period of time with this venture.
So why did you decide that you would have a coffee shop alongside your normal sort of clothes shop?
As soon as we moved up here last October and opened a really small shop, I noticed there was a real community spirit up here that you don't really get in town anymore. There's a lot of people living up here who've lived here for a long while. Everybody seems to know each other, and we want to be part of that community. So when we decided to extend the shop, it seemed logical to put in a small coffee shop as well, and cater for minority groups like vegans as well, who sometimes struggle to find somewhere to get a decent coffee or food. And also, we wanted to provide a little venue for the community that people are free to use in the evenings if they want, and also to provide good food, only cakes and soup, that kind of thing, all homemade, and good coffees and teas at a reasonable price. I know these big American corporations can justify charging you £3 for a cup of coffee, but we're trying to provide something that is more affordable to people in this climate.
You're quite different in the setup, that all your profit goes towards a charity. Do you want to explain a bit more about how that's set up?
Links to Nepal is a charity I set up in 2009. I've been doing volunteer work in Nepal since 2007. We have various children's projects going on in Nepal at the moment, all around rescuing trafficked children and providing education for children. And this cafe is a good way of talking to people about what we do. You know, we've got photos up on the walls and things. When people come into the shop to buy clothes or the Nepalese crafts, they're usually in a bit of a hurry. But in the cafe, it's a bit more relaxed. People can come in, talk to us. There's free handouts on our work. And it's just another vehicle, really, that we could use to tell people a lot more about our work. And we've only been open a week, and already we've had quite a lot of people come in and have just sat for ages just talking about, you know, what I do and why I do it. And all the profit does go to the cause. All we have to pay on this building is our rent. It's staffed by volunteers. I'm here full-time, 7 days a week, but I'm a volunteer. I don't take a wage, I don't take any expenses. Every penny that's spent in here, once we've paid for the rent and our stock, yeah, it all goes back over there.
What in particular is your money raising done towards helping in Nepal?
We have a children's home over there. We work in conjunction with a small American organisation who we partner, and the Nepali government. They identify homes that are illegally run, full of trafficked children. We close them homes down and we move the children into our homes. Within 6 months, we usually get 80% of them back with their families. The others stay with us and will receive an education right through to whatever level they can get to, and then vocational training. And we've also, there's quite a lot of schools we've done work at out there to improve facilities. And we've also got our own project going, which involves children who live on the riverside rubbish dumps coming into our preschool. We've got 60 children there now. They come 6 days a week. They receive a preschool education, clean clothes, washing facilities, hot meals. And then when they reach five, we provide scholarships so they can continue their education. And by us having them at preschool age, it also frees up the parents to try and find some kind of work. But we have now in the evening set up women's empowerment groups, teaching them to make handicrafts, candles, things like that. And that gives them then the chance to support themselves and their children.
And why did you decide that you particularly wanted to help out Nepal and the situation with children in Nepal?
I first went out there in 2007 for 3 months. I was working as a bricklayer at the time, and I went out to do some voluntary work. I went to build an orphanage out there. I intended to come home and get on with my life after the 3 months, but I made some silly promises while I was out there, and also I was shocked and surprised, really, at the level of poverty out there and also how nice the people are. And it's kind of grown from there. And it's the children that need help, because there's very few who can afford education. And we're working with the poorest of the children and the lower caste children and providing a chance in life that they wouldn't have otherwise. And education is the only way they can get out of the situation they're in. And also, obviously, the trafficking issue, which is huge over there. The last rescue we did, we rescued 23 child prostitutes aged from 8 to 12. So, you know, it's work that needs doing. People haven't been out there and as involved as I am. They probably don't have quite as much passion as I do about it, which is understandable. But I think, again, the cafe gives us an opportunity to meet different people. People who probably wouldn't come into the charity shop normally, but will come in for decent food and coffees at the right price. So that gives us another option. And obviously fundraising, it is difficult, especially in a place like Lincoln, a small city. But also, you know, not many people have got a lot of spare money at the moment. So we've got to work really, really hard. And it's all right putting on events and sponsored events, you know. I still need to keep doing that, but we need regular income streams as well. And the shop's just started to bring in a regular profit, and I think the coffee shop will add to that.
Do you find that people want to know about your work in Nepal when they come into the coffee shop, or do they just sort of want to be left alone? Or is that why it's quite different? It's something where people would be actively wanting to come in to help out.
Yeah, that was the thinking behind it, really. And to some degree, well, we've only been open 8 or 9 days, so we have had quite a lot of people sit down. I've had one couple who've come in who are now planning a trip to Nepal. We've had a couple of people come in and have signed up to do the Yorkshire Three Peak Challenge, which we're doing in July. So already it's paying dividends. I mean, people come in, some people just want to have a coffee or soup or a cake and just want to be left alone. We don't push it anybody, but it is nice the amount of people who get a chance to sit down rather than just roaming around the shop browsing. They'll sit down, they'll pick a leaflet up off the table, they'll read it and they'll say, you know, I didn't realise you was as involved as you are over there. So yeah, we've already attracted quite a lot of friends in the short time it was open. And like I say, they're the kind of people that if they were coming in just to buy something from the shop, they browse, they find what they want and they leave. But here they get a chance to sit down, relax, and we've had some really positive feedback.
What impact do you think that this coffee shop will have on your charity?
Well, hopefully it'll raise some much needed funds, but it'll raise a lot of awareness, because we're still at a stage. I think a lot of people in Lincoln have heard the name now. We've been going for a few years now, but there are so many charities about. At least what we're trying to do is provide a positive venue with a nice atmosphere where people can sit and learn more about us. And
what do you see the future for the coffee shop and the shop? And obviously you've expanded quite quickly into a coffee shop. Do you want to move into something else? Or,
well, this building that we're in at the moment is split into 7 units. And we started with one, we've now got 3. Who knows, you know, we really haven't got enough room at the moment. So hopefully, as we grow, as we get more regular customers, we'd like the students to come up here a little bit more. We don't see many of the university students, although I think the things we sell would appeal to them. We do vegan food and drinks, and there's quite a big vegan community who are slowly starting to filter up here. So as we grow and get a regular base, you know, we don't know. It'd be nice to think in a couple of years that we're using the whole building for to promote the charity and to raise funds, but some way off that, yeah.